or dial *777#.
Unlimited.
You're tuned to your number one talk station, Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the show.
It's 5 o'clock.
And now.
The latest updates, current issues, and lots more on Nigeria Info. It's 5 o'clock.
And now, the news update on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Hello, good afternoon. Here is the news update from the news desk of 92.3 Nigeria Info. The River State representative on the board of Niger Delta Development Commission, NDDC, Tony Okocha, has assured Rivers people of quality representation in the NDDC. The former chief of staff at River State Government House gave the assurance at a civic reception in his honor by the people of Rumigbo community.
What they have done today, I shall reciprocate. And the way to reciprocate will be in action. And at the end of my tenure, God giving us a life, I'll come back to say to them, I have been able to do this and that and that. Also, not neglecting other communities and in fact the entire state. I'm not the type that will go and sleep on duty. I am not the type that will go there and at the end of the day, I'll come back with a field results. I'll do my best. All that will be due River State. Must, I'm not saying will, must come to River State. For the betterment of our people, my people will have a positive feel of my position in NDDC.
Also speaking, the paramount ruler of Ekinigbo, His Royal Highness Ezebili Owunda, said the honor is in recognition of Tony Okocha's contributions to the development of Rumigbo and the state at large. Also, the chairman of the event, GDI, Bright Amiole, thanked the FCT minister yesterday weekend, President Bola Tinubu, for appointing their son to the management board of the NDDC. Correspondent Emeka Guy reports that the high point of the event was the coronation of Tony Okocha as Eze Dingba, one of the Ekinigbo clan. The paramount ruler of Oji community, Eze Emeka Ihunwo, has cautioned the youths of Oji against taking the law into their own hands. He said this in reaction to the protest triggered by the killing of Yebuchi Eke. Eze Ihunwo condemned the destruction of properties and disturbance of peace in the community and urged the youths to let the police conduct thorough investigations on the matter.
As the traditional institution of the community, we are doing our best to ensure that justice is being achieved by the end of this matter. It's not by taking laws into our hands. Let those concerning them retrace their steps. For the last time, we are all Woji people. We know ourselves. Let those who are involved retrace their steps. Let their parents talk to them adequately now.
The body of Yebuchi Eke was found inside a medical facility in Chokocho Eche after he was arrested by the police in Woji. The defense headquarters has denied the report that the chief of defense staff, General Christopher Musa, has died. A report by a newspaper had claimed the defense chief had died. However, the DHQ, in a post on X today, said the defense chief is well and alive. The Senate says it will make it mandatory for the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, to upload election results online. The chairman of the Senate Committee on Electoral Matters, Senator Sharafadeen Ali, told journalists that the current law does not make it mandatory for INEC to upload results. Senator Ali said the lawmakers are also looking at making compulsory for election matters to be concluded before swearing in. Finally, at least 37 people have died in a stampede during an army recruitment drive at a stadium in Congo, Brazzaville. Some residents say the incident happened after some people tried to force their way through the stadium's gates in the capital, Brazzaville, causing the stampede. Last week, the army announced plans to recruit about 1,500 people between the ages of 18 and 25. To reach the news team, send an SMS or WhatsApp to 0808-721-7215. I am Kalada Kurubat. We'll do stay tuned. Conversations continue after the break.
With Nigeria Info.
PFN disowned bishops.
Talking about Mourinho and AS Roma. Follow the Bala joint forces with Mourinho.
And then so the aviation workers also want to join the strike.
More access to all the top stories and more.
Let's talk.
Nigeria Info.
The hub for information.
Current affairs and more.
The president used his last Democracy Day address to talk about several issues, including security.
It is this same government that they started it. They don't obey court order.
Join the conversation.
Right here.
Let's talk.
Please listen to these announcements. Solar World Electric Technology Limited yet again brings you this mouth-watering Black Friday offer. With a free installation on every inverter and solar system purchased from any of their branches nationwide from Wednesday the 8th of November to Black Friday 24th November 2023, hurry now and visit their office at the R&B Galleria, 40 Sani Abacha Road, GRA Phase 3, Port Hackett, and take advantage of this Black Friday offer. You can call 0906-331-5492, that is 0906-331-5492. Solar World Electric Technology Limited, redefining the limits. Are you a transportation business owner looking for ways to increase your profits and reduce hassle? Look no further. Igoras Keke, we offer a unique business model that allows you own and operate a keke without having to worry about day-to-day management or maintenance. With Igoras Keke and up to 45% annual profit, avoid hassle of dealing with dishonest drivers. Let us handle all repairs and maintenance. Simply collect your weekly profit. To get started, dial 0708-031-4073. That is 0708-031-4073 or visit www.igoras.com.
Nigeria Info.
Nigeria.
I'm listening.
Clean surrounding is a collective effort.
Diseases could be avoided
with good hygiene practice. Be more responsible with how you dispose waste products. The environment will be better looking without litter and exposed garbage. We love our city clean. This message is from 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Spend a lot of your hard-earned money to purchase the things in your house and at your business centers. And thus, you must do what you can to protect and maintain them. Accidents can and do happen, so we at 92.3 Nigeria Info would like to encourage you to take the following steps to prevent a fire outbreak. First, install a fire alarm. Ask your electrician about fire alarms, as some can be affordable. Educate children around you. Take time to explain the dangers of fire and teach them the safety protocols and numbers to call in case of emergencies. Be wary of electrical appliances. They may make our lives easier, but they can be dangerous when they become faulty. Ensure a professional repairs or helps with the installation of home appliances. Do not make illegal power connections. Exercise caution when cooking. As you prepare your food, please stay close by. Resist the urge to take a nap or do other things whilst cooking. Also, ensure flammable substances are not close to your burner. Do not store fuel or diesel at home. Many fires have started because of petroleum products being stored in the homes of many Nigerians. Get a fire extinguisher. A fire extinguisher will go a long way to either reduce the spread or stop a fire if caught early. Keep fire-causing tools and items safe in storage. And finally, regular training, reminders, and updates to both family and staff members will keep individuals alert to safety protocols. Know the emergency numbers to call.
And now, Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, 10 minutes going past the hour of 5. Thank you for staying tuned to 92.3 Nigeria Info. This is Hard Facts with Kala Dakoru Batubo. Greetings to you. We want to look at something that has been happening in a part of Obiakpo here in River State. I'm talking about the Woji community, and you must have followed the story. For those of you who listened to me on Saturday, you would remember that towards the end of, was it the newspaper review now? I cannot remember. But, you know, towards the end of one of our conversations on Saturday, someone sent a message to say that there was unrest in Woji community and that I should help call the police. And I think I did call the police at the time. I did call the police control room and even gave the person the number to call the police control room. By Monday, when I came back to work, I realized that the matter was even bigger than I thought it was. And we got to hear that there was some unrest. Youths were protesting because of the killing of a young man. As the news developed, we realized that the young man that was killed, Iebuchi Eke, was the younger brother of the former Obiakpo local government chairman, Solomon Eke. Such a sad situation, I should say. And then we started looking at the details of the report, and we got to understand that it had to do with an issue between a landlord and his tenant, and then the tenant called the police, and the police came to arrest the landlord because, according to the story, he had thrown the belongings of the tenant out of his house or out of the building following a dispute. And that was the last time the landlord was seen. The landlord disappeared, according to the story that we have been told. Now, several people have reacted to this story. We'll look at the reactions later. But first, my guest is in and out, so I want to quickly take his views on this one. And what I want him to help me talk about, because he's a human rights lawyer, what I want him to help me look at is the fact where, you know, there is an issue between two Nigerian citizens. You know, you and I are having an issue, and then the police will come into it. And instead of the police being, you know, someone who opposed the law, because that is what the responsibility of the police is, to protect the lives and properties of, you know, Nigerians, and also to ensure that Nigerians are not flouting the law, are keeping the law. And that's what I believe they're there to do. However, in this case, the young man who was arrested ended up dead. And according to some statements by the elder brother, some injuries were seen on the body, some parts of the body, which looks like he was beaten, which looks like he was tortured. And if not for the chiefs, according to the story, who drew the attention of the police to the situation and demanded that the police officer reveal where, you know, the body of Iebuchi was, we probably would not have even known. Anyways, let's welcome Eugene Ode, who is a lawyer, a human rights lawyer, on the show as he gives us his professional take on this issue. Welcome, Barrister Ode. It's good to have you.
Good evening, Kalada. Thank you for having me.
All right, so quickly.
Good evening, listener.
Yeah, quickly, I won't waste your time because I understand you're a very busy person. But let's look at this, you know. First of all, can you run us through, I know you've done this before on my show, but can you run us through what should be the responsibility of the police? I mean, we all assume to know, but let's look at it from a legal point of view.
Well, it's very simple. The police was established primarily for the purposes of maintenance of law and order, for security of life and property of citizens of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. That is their primary goal. That's their primary objective. And that's the essence of their being established into existence. So anything short of that would be an abuse and a breach of the very essence of the establishment of the Nigerian police force.
And now, in such a situation, okay, fine. Let's even before we what cases? Because I know it was treated in the morning crossfire, by another human rights lawyer, and they were talking about when, where is the jurisdiction of the police, and they said criminal matters and all of that. But yet again, can you run us just summarily tell us what really, in what cases can the police be called to become a part of it? In what situations?
Well, like my learned friend may have told the audience, the same thing I'm going to also reiterate, the police is established primarily with criminal matters, strict orders, nothing more. The police is not established as a judicial body to entertain and determine civil disputes between citizens.
Interesting.
The police is only there to treat criminal and criminal matters only. Sometimes there used to be a very thin line between civil actions and criminal actions. In fact, sometimes some civil actions snowball into criminal activities. All right? So in the process of dealing with some civil actions, and in that process, like a contract between parties, and there's a breach of that contract between parties, within at that level, it's still within the realm of a civil conflict between those people. But it goes beyond that point where these two individuals now reach to physical assaults, destruction of property, threats to life, murder, and the like. Out of a civil dispute, of course, the jurisdiction of the police would have been activated. Though the foundation, the crux of the matter, was a civil dispute from the onset. So, you see, that's why I said there's sometimes a thin line between a civil dispute and a criminal, a crime, so to speak. Sometimes the police is now caught in between to determine whether this matter is right for it to be taken as a criminal matter or is still within the realm of a civil dispute. So you see that the police both times are caught in that mixture.
Now, the reason why I asked that question is because I'm finding it, and that's the reason why I called you on the show for a brief period. I'm finding it difficult to understand whether it is the Nigerian people who abuse the use of the police, or it's the police who likes, to abuse its powers as given to it by the Constitution. And why am I saying
it's both?
It is both.
You realize a situation where, like in this case now, the case in reference now, ordinarily it was supposed to be a landlord and tenant dispute. And from the feelings I'm hearing, a part of that report you just gave now suggests that the landlord may have taken laws into his hands by throwing the properties of the tenant outside. You see, even though a landlord has the right to a national interest in his property, he has a right to retake his property if the tenant is in of his tenant's obligation.
Okay.
The landlord has the right to take back his property. But there is a procedure that has been laid down in doing that. And that does not include you taking laws into your hands by barging into the tenant's house and throwing his properties outside by yourself. The law abhors that. And maybe that's the reason why this fellow called in the Nigerian police force to intervene, to keep the peace. All right? Because the truth is that there are conduct likely to cause the breach of the peace. Mm-hmm. And the criminal code also provides for how to deal with it. It falls within the realm of crime if somebody has committed an act that is likely to cause the the breach of the peace, the police can be called in to deal with such situations. That is on the one hand. Of course, two wrongs cannot make the right. So if the police were called in for that purpose and went beyond their powers and decided not to protect this individual as though they were a court of law, as if the person had committed murder, and then you now arrest the person, try the person summarily, and kill the person summarily, they have gone, that police officer or the police department would have gone beyond their bounds and breached the fundamental rights of this individual. So the punishment for conduct likely to cause the breach of the peace is not summary execution. The punishment may just be a few, maybe a reprimand, or maybe some few months or some few years in prison if they prosecute it to a full determination. Otherwise, it's not a capital offense that should warrant the death of that landlord. So for the man to have been killed, so your report suggests that probably this man may have been brutalized and in the process died in the hands of the Nigerian police. That is a different case entirely.
Which begins to sound
like murder. It sounds like murder.
Okay.
Premeditated murder.
Okay.
Whoever was involved in this will be moved against the full weight of the law.
All right. Can I ask a question quickly, a very quick one? Now, we've been able to establish certain things, but imagine if the police were to come to arrest me. Maybe they're trying to keep the peace from being breached, you know, or they're trying to maintain law and order, and they come to me. What should be, as an individual, as a citizen, what should be my move? You know, because if I should resist, then I would have committed another crime, right? So what should be my first move? Am I allowed to call my lawyer at the time? Am I allowed to ask people to...
I've always told Nigerians that once the police has indicated or cited their powers to arrest, anybody. Sometimes the Nigerian movie industry doesn't also help. You know, they tend to want to make you insist on your warrant. Of course, sometimes there are some matters where you need to insist on your warrant. But if we know the kind of Nigerian police that we have today, it will be foolhardy for you. Of course, you see them bear AK-47 these days. In those days, you don't see police with AK-47. What they come with is a baton in their hand.
Okay.
But these days, you see them come like military men, as if they are going to war. So in a situation like that where you have an armed man, what are you? Police officer or is not a police officer, it's always advisable to cooperate with a man with arms. At least for that moment, unless you have an opportunity to call a higher authority. If not, it is always advisable for the sake of your life to cooperate with any man that is bearing arms and you're at that moment under his control.
But
the person will shoot you.
But barrister,
even if he's eventually arrested and is prosecuted and sentenced to, you are gone already.
Barrister.
Always advise people to cooperate with men in arms.
But barrister, the reason why I asked you that question is because this young man has cooperated and now is no longer in the land of the living. And so that's why I'm asking the question. Is there a particular manner or thing that we can do so that the police would know, we have to be careful and play by the book?
It depends on the scenario. It depends on the circumstance. If the circumstance allows you an opportunity to call a higher authority, why not? By all means, you call. There's this number that is out there now that the police has given out. I think they call it their complaint response unit, CRO. Yeah. They are all everywhere on social media.
Yeah.
So it's for people to do research so that when you find yourself in situations like that, you can actually call the CRO or you call the control room to verify whether these people are actually doing their work as prescribed by law or not. If you have such opportunity, otherwise, for me, I think it's always better to cooperate, especially when these people are bearing arms.
Okay.
If they are, especially those who are on uniform, whether they are on uniform or not, for all you know, some people parade themselves as policemen.
Okay.
Okay. And situations that we are offering you and you resist their order and they decide to shoot you, nothing, these people may go unnoticed at the end of the day. So it's always better to first be safe. like he's sick now. All right?
Yeah. All right.
He died in the custody of the police.
Yeah.
So it is very easy for you to isolate that police officer who was responsible and deal with that person.
All right.
What if it wasn't a policeman? And he decided to kill you on the spot at the local scrimmage and escape, and there won't be any trace. So that's why it's better to always, at that point, cooperate.
All right, Barrister,
difficult to be able to reach out to a higher authority.
Barrister, I would have to let you go at this point. I've got a commercial break, and I understand you have a very busy schedule. But thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much, Barrister Eugene Ude, human rights lawyer. Stay tuned. More conversations. All right, welcome back. Indeed, so you heard my guest, and he said something about Nigerians and the police are a reflection of each other. Do you agree? They reflect each other. I mean, the police is only displaying or portraying what a larger part of the Nigerian society would portray if they were in a place of power, or you know, standing in a place of power. And if you look at it, we complain about police abuse of power, but many a times it is Nigerians who use the police to abuse other Nigerians or to abuse the human rights of other Nigerians. And this may just have been the situation. The lawyer did point out that, first of all, you know, the disease may not have gone through the proper channels in ensuring eviction from his house. May not, like I said. And that was probably what brought the police into the situation. But then the police is supposed to be neutral, just like I am, or I try to be on the show, and supposed to be neutral and not take sides and listen to the stories of both parties and ensure that there is no breach of peace or there is no breakdown of law and order. And if there is, send the matter to court, because the judiciary is the one that should be taking civil matters and even criminal matters, I know, but at first, you know, civil matters should directly go to the judiciary or to the courts. But that may not have been the case. Now, there are many other sides to this conversation that I like to explore. For instance, I like peace, and so I would use the medium anytime I have the opportunity to be on the medium to call for peace. And I'm joining the paramount ruler of Boji community, Eze Mekaihunwo, who has cautioned the use of Woji against taking the law into their own hands. He said this in reaction to the protest that was triggered by the killing of Iyebuchi Eke. Now, Ezehunwa condemned the destruction of properties and disturbance of peace in the community and urged the youths to let the police conduct a thorough investigation on the matter. Let's take a listen to the Eze.
As the traditional institution of the community, we are doing our best to ensure that justice is being achieved by the end of this matter. It's not by taking laws into our hands. Let those concerning them retrace their steps. For the last time, we are all Woji people. We know ourselves. Let those who are involved retrace their steps. Let their parents talk to them adequately now.
All right, so I would also, you know, call on the people in Woji to you know, let peace reign. I mean, we say this every day. Peace is the path to the development in Woji community. Let peace reign. But let's also listen to the words of the wife of the deceased, now a widow, and let's hear what she has got to say about this.
I need justice from government. Let them help me and get my husband justice. Now I'm a widow with children, so I need justice. Even right now, I'm pregnant for my husband. I need the government to intervene in my husband's case and help me. My husband is a good man. My husband was not a criminal. He died for his rights because the tenant was lying.
All right, so yet again, I'm hoping that we get to learn If an eviction must be done, then I think we should involve lawyers and involve the court and the judiciary, and then the judiciary will mandate the police or any other security agency to go out there and do the needful. But then again, do you agree that we tend to use the police sometimes to abuse other Nigerians, other citizens like us? How would you, if you were in the shoes, how would you defend yourself? I mean, this is some of the things that I'm thinking of and I'm looking at. I mean, it's a sad situation. What do you even make of the story? This is some of the talking points. But earlier, the 12 o'clock bulletin, it was reported that normal business activities have resumed along the Woji Road. Last night, gunshots were heard in the Woji area of Port Harcourt as some youths who had resumed protests clashed with the police. Now, the youths were seen throwing broken bottles and stones at the police as tires were set on fire on the streets of Woji to protest the death of Iebuchi Eke, whose body was recovered yesterday after days of disappearance from the custody of the officer in charge of surveillance. It was guarded that Mr. Iebuchi Eke's tenant invited the OC surveillance after he had thrown the tenant's belongings out of his home following a dispute. Mr. Iebuchi Eke, the landlord, disappeared afterwards. It took the intervention of the Woji Council of Chiefs to draw police attention to the situation and demand that the police officer reveal where he had hidden the body, as Iebuchi was last seen in his police van. The officer and the tenant were taken into custody afterwards. A protest started on Saturday to demand Iebuchi's body as youths went on a rampage, blocking the road, damaging some shops and looting. I don't like that last part. I mean, why would you damage someone's shop who's not even a police officer? I'm not saying you should go after police officers, but I mean, it's someone who's not even related to the case. I'm done talking. I want to get your views on this one. 0817923 0002 0817923 0003. Imagine for a second that someone who did not have the connection of pressuring the traditional institution in Woji to come to rescue their loved ones, would that matter have been swept under the carpet? Could it be that there are martyrs like this that have been swept under the carpet? That's another angle to look at it from. Like I said, there's so many angles we can look at this from. But I like to get your views, as always. I love to get your views on issues on the review. I've got Obed. Obed is calling me from Ada Judge. Obed, let's get your view. Obed, welcome.
Yes, Kalada, good evening.
Yeah, greetings to you.
Kalada, I totally disagree with your guest. You understand? In as much as police is a reflection of what the society Nigeria looks like, but police were bestowed with an honor to be able to maintain law and order. We must take cognizance about it, right? Now, we should tell the police, not every person that wants to use them, that they are going to consent to. In fact, nobody should be able to use the police against each other.
All right.
You understand? Mm. Because we have seen the police, even any nonsense at all, to be able to undo some certain individuals. And he spoke about people should be able to cooperate with the police. I also disagree with him. Cooperate with them. Is it when somebody will tell you to open your phone and transfer money from your account to his account? Is it a corporate? Corporation is talking about? So I want to really know. So the truth must be told.
Mm.
We must tell the police to be able to exercise restraint in discharging their duty.
All right.
That is the thing we'll compare
today. All right. Thank you very much. Obed, I've got to go. Thank you. Zion from Jare, quickly, please. There's one for time.
Kakalada.
Mm.
Everybody is asking for justice, right?
Mm.
I want to ask a question. The protest gave birth to the destruction of properties.
Mm.
Their shops were looted.
Mm.
Who is going to compensate those people whose shops have been looted and properties destroyed? Number two, sir, in the course of the conversation from your guest, he talked about Mapa Baba Park to be civil workers.
Mm.
sums up to be criminal matters. So how come the Nigerian police is involving themselves to civil matters that can lead to this point?
Because we have allowed it. That's where I'm coming
no,
with the conversation.
They
are using...
not educated enough, underline that word.
Okay.
They are not recruited. See, his recruitment processes of this thing were so skewed. Yesterday you brought to this discussion here. How come people from this part are not getting involved into the police? And I try to tell you that the recruitment process is flooded. How was it done? For the past years, they make it difficult for people from this side to get access to be recruited. So since over the years you cannot recruit us, what is the need for me going again? People got discouraged. Did you see the politics? But people from that side, they just come and draw. They are even begging them. Some cannot even speak the English language. They are Nigerian police. Until we get to that point to sanitize this system, you see the police. If we can get the police right, Nigeria will be a better place.
All right. Thank you very much, Zion. And let's listen to Ingeri from Abloma. Ingeri, I hope I pronounced your name correctly, but welcome on the show.
Yeah.
All right, then. Welcome.
Yeah, good evening, Canada.
Yeah, greetings.
Your station is fond of seeking for peace. But you know that peace is largely the product of justice.
I like that.
Where there is no justice, there can never be peace.
Okay.
The average Nigerian policeman is available to be engaged to do any sort of thing at any point in time just because they don't know what being a police officer is. If you have a disagreement with your girlfriend or boyfriend, the Nigerian policeman is ready to intervene. Okay, what stops the policeman from telling the landlord, the youth that was killed, that this is not a criminal matter? That take the matter to court.
All right.
That's what a reasonable police officer, a policeman, would have done. But unfortunately, the Nigerian policeman, they have policeman,
all right,
has integrity. He knows nothing about being a police officer.
All right.
You can engage him to do any criminal act. It is unfortunate.
All right.